Welcome to this intermediate Ableton Live 12 lesson on building a pirate radio break roll system for smoky warehouse, jungle, and old school DNB vibes. The goal here is not just to make a loop that repeats, it's to make drums that feel like they're transmitting from somewhere underground, late at night, a little rough around the edges, but still locked and deadly on the floor. Think chopped breaks, ghost hits, short tension bursts, and that urgent pirate radio energy where the groove is always moving, always breathing, never totally sitting still. In this lesson, we're building a break system, not just a break loop. That's the big mindset shift. In jungle and old school DNB, the difference between something that sounds flat and something that drives the room is often microvariation. Tiny shifts in density, brightness, velocity, and timing can make the whole track feel alive. Let's start with the foundation. Create a dedicated drum group and call it break system. Inside that group, keep separate lanes for your main break, your ghost roll, your top hats, your noise or tape layer, and your fill triggers. Keeping everything grouped like this lets you shape the whole groove while still controlling each layer independently. That's really important in this style, because the magic comes from layers talking to each other, not from one overworked loop doing all the work. Now choose a break that already has movement. Amen. Think Apache, anything with a strong snare backbeat and enough ghost detail to chop up will work well. If you're using audio, warp it carefully in Ableton Live. Beats mode is usually a solid starting point if you want punch and drum integrity. If the source is more tonal or you want that raw, pitched old school feel, you can experiment with repitch behavior too. If you want to cut the break into slices, use slice to new MIDI track and slice by transient or by sixteenths if the break is already stable. The key here is not to over-edit it into something sterile. Keep the slices tight enough to control the groove, but don't scrub all the character out of it. A little roughness is exactly what gives this style its personality. Once the break is sliced, program a core groove before you even think about the full roll. Start with a simple 2-bar or 4-bar pattern that already feels like it could carry the track on its own. Focus on the snare on 2 and 4, a kick-led motion around the offbeats, and a few ghost hits that lean into the backbeat. This is where feel matters a lot. In old-school DNB, the timing should breathe. Don't lock everything perfectly to the grid. Try nudging a few ghost snares just slightly late, maybe 5 to 15 milliseconds. Let some hats sit a touch ahead or behind depending on what the groove needs. If you use the groove pool, try pulling a swing feel from the break itself or using a classic swing source. You don't need huge swing amounts either. Even 20 to 50% can be enough to give the drums that pirate radio lilt without making them sloppy. Now we build the roll layer. Duplicate your break lane and turn that copy into the ghost roll layer. This is where the phrase starts to gather pressure. Don't make the roll dense all the time. Save the heaviest movement for key points, like the last bar before the drop, the last two beats before a switch, or the final bars of an 8-bar phrase. Think in 2-bar energy arcs, not just 8-bar loops. That's a really useful mindset here. Even if the bigger structure is 8 bars, the listener should feel little surges every couple of bars. Maybe the density increases slightly. Maybe the hats get brighter. Maybe the gaps get tighter. Tiny changes like that make a huge difference. For the roll itself, shorten the note lengths where needed, especially on hats and ghost snares. Then shape the velocity so it feels human. Main hits can sit in the 90 to 120 range, ghost hits can live lower, and accented notes can peak higher. If you're stacking repeated ghost snares, vary both timing and velocity a little each time. That creates that spiral up feeling you hear in classic tape edits and pirate radio style breaks. If you're programming in MIDI, you can quantize lightly, but keep it loose. Try a 16th quantize at around 50 to 75% strength, enough to keep it usable, not so much that it loses the human swing. Next, shape the sound with Ableton's stock tools. On the break group or on the ghost roll lane, use EQ8, drum bus, saturator, and utility. EQ8 can clean up the low rumble with a gentle high pass somewhere around 25 to 35 Hz. If the loop starts to cloud up in the low mids, make a small cut around 250 to 400 Hz. That's often where the mud creeps in. Drum bus is great here for movement, not just loudness. Keep the drive moderate, use a little crunch if you want more edge, and keep the boom very controlled unless you intentionally want extra low mid pressure. Saturator can add some bite, but don't overdo it. Soft clip-on, a few dB of drive, and you're usually in a good zone. If the snare loses snap, back off the saturation and maybe give the upper mids a tiny boost around 2 to 5 kHz. The goal is motion, not a brick wall. Let the break hit. Now add the smoky atmosphere layer. This could be noise, final texture, room hiss, radio static, or a filtered ambience layer. You can synthesize it with something like operator or analog, or use a sample. Keep it subtle. This is not a lead sound. It's atmosphere, like dust in a warehouse beam of light. Process it with auto filter, and gently low pass it somewhere in the 1.5 to 6 kHz range. Automate the cutoff so it opens a little as the roll intensifies, then closes back down at the drop. That gives the sensation of the room breathing. If you want more grime, add a little redux very lightly or a short echo with low feedback. This contrast is important. The strongest rollers often combine a crisp dry core with a foggier top layer. That contrast makes the groove feel bigger without needing more notes. Now let's design the fill and the call and response moments. Make a separate fill trigger laying for snare drags, kick snare doubles, head stutters, and short reverse style hits. In this style, fills aren't just decorations. They're part of the groove language. They should feel like the drums are changing their mind mid-phrase, not like a random percussion add-on. Use the fills to set up the next section. If the bass line is sparse, you can let the drums answer more aggressively. If the bass line is dense, keep the drum fill more minimal so the two parts don't crowd each other. That conversation between drums and bass is a huge part of classic jungle tension. A really solid arrangement move is to use the first half of an 8-bar drop for the main groove, then let bars 5 and 6 start the subtle roll buildup, and use bars 7 and 8 for the full Pirate Radio fill before the next switch or the drop repetition. That way the phrase always feels like it's turning over. Now we automate intensity. Group your processing into an audio effect rack and map some key controls to macros. A great set of macro ideas would be roll intensity, tone, crunch, width, atmosphere, and transient bite. Roll intensity could control your ghost roll volume and filter movement. Tone could open or close an EQ shelf or filter. Crunch can hit your saturator or drum bus drive. Width can affect only the top layer, not the kick or snare core. Atmosphere can bring the texture layer up and down. Transient bite can sharpen the attack during builds. This is where the system becomes performance friendly. Instead of rebuilding the pattern every time, you can automate a few controls over 4 or 8 bars and let the energy rise naturally. Open the tone a little before the drop. Increase crunch only in the last bar or two. Let the atmosphere breathe in and out. That keeps the track alive without cluttering the arrangement. Then glue the drum bus carefully. On the brake system group, add a glue compressor if needed, but don't squash it. A ratio around 2 to 1 or 4 to 1, a medium attack, and auto or fairly quick release can work well. You're generally aiming for just a little gain reduction on the peaks, not heavy compression. If the drums start sounding small or boxed in, back off. Indeed NB, the drums have to stay forward and punchy, not flattened. Use utility to check your stereo field too. Keep the low end centered. Widen only the tops or texture layers if needed. Kick, snare core, and sub should stay solidly mono-friendly. A really important note here, if the roll feels weak, don't immediately add more notes. First check the silence between hits. Sometimes the power is in removing one extra ghost note, shortening a tail, or tightening a gap. In this style, what you leave out is just as important as what you put in. For arrangement, think like an underground DNB record that needs to work both in a mix and in a room. A strong layout might start with a filtered break and atmosphere in the intro, then bring in the first groove with minimal roll, then open up into the full break movement with ghost note buildup, then hit a more aggressive roll and fill right before the drop. In the drop, you can strip back the atmosphere a little and let the core drum and bass relationship hit hard. If you want DJ friendliness, keep the intro and outro clean enough to mix. Save the full Pirate Radio energy for the middle and pre-drop sections. That makes the track useful for selectors while still sounding raw and alive. Here are a few pro moves to keep in mind. First, resample your break bus once it's feeling good. Recording it to audio and chopping that resample can give you a grimier, more unified result than endless MIDI editing. Second, keep one element messy on purpose. Maybe it's a hat layer. Maybe it's a chop tail, maybe it's the resampled ghost phrase. If everything is perfectly edited, the whole thing loses that pirate transmission character. Third, let the bass line answer the drums. Leave gaps. Make space for the bass to speak. The groove gets heavier when drums and bass are in conversation, not fighting for the same space. Fourth, automate harshness, not just volume. Sometimes opening or closing a filter or EQ top end creates more tension than simply turning the drums up. And fifth, build at least two versions of the break system. One can be more open and groove-focused. The other can be denser and dirtier for turnarounds and transitions. Swapping between them every 4 or 8 bars is a great way to keep the track evolving. If you want a quick practice challenge, Build one full pirate radio roll phrase in 15 minutes. Choose one break. Slice it to a drum rack. Program a two-bar groove with a strong snare backbeat. Duplicate it and add a one-bar roll-up at the end. Add ghost notes with varied velocity. Put drum bus and saturator on the group. Add auto filter to a texture layer and automate it open over the last bar. Then bounce the section to audio and listen once in mono. If it feels like it's gathering pressure instead of just repeating, you're on the right track.